So let's continue talking about what's working in education here in Michigan and what is not. Are we failing our kids in vocabulary instruction? According to a new study published in Elementary School Journal, the vocab lessons our kids are getting in grade school fall woefully short of giving students the range and the scope of words they need to become good, effective readers throughout their lives. Here to talk about the study and what it could cost our kids to be saddled with a deficient vocabulary is the lead researcher, Tanya Wright. She's an assistant professor of teacher education at Michigan State University. She joins us now from East Lansing. So just what caused you to want to take this closer look at vocabulary education?
Well, really, there are two reasons to be interested in vocabulary. Most importantly, like you already said, we know that vocabulary is incredibly predictive of children's reading comprehension. The other reason we're really interested in vocabulary instruction is because there's evidence that children arrive at school with differences in their vocabulary knowledge based on their socioeconomic status.
Okay.
So children from low-income homes, there's evidence that by toddlerhood, they may already know less vocabulary than their middle-income peers. So what we really need is schools to make sure that they're addressing vocabulary so that these kids don't fall behind in their reading comprehension.
Mm-hmm. And close the gap, because, again, you're looking at predictors of lifetime success.
Exactly. So reading comprehension is really about school success and lifetime success.
Well, the headline of the Michigan State University report on your study is Vocabulary Instruction Failing U.S. Students. So it sounds like the state of things across the country isn't very terrific.
So what we did is we looked at comprehensive language arts curricula that are used commonly across the country. So these are going to be your curricula that represent the entire language arts experience that children get in their school.
So are we talking K through 12?
I was looking at kindergarten because we wanted to see how schools were doing this with this right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took a look in detail at what these curricula are doing as far as vocabulary development.
And what did you find?
What we found is a broad range in what the curricula provide. But on the low end, we found one curricula that only taught 2 words per week. So that's it.
2 words per week?
Right.
What's a ideal number of words per week?
So researchers typically say 400 to 1,000 words per year.
All right.
So that's going to be about anywhere between 10 and 50 a week.
And we're talking with little ones.
Yeah, we're talking about little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that little ones can learn words through experiences, right? So you're doing a science experiment with them and you're teaching them the words that are relevant to science content, or you're reading a book aloud to them and you're teaching the words that are relevant to that text. So we're not talking about flashcards and drill. We're still okay. talking about appropriate instruction for the age group, but we are trying to increase the words that they know, both the breadth and the depth of their word knowledge to support comprehension of texts.
How much of a priority is vocabulary and language arts in teacher education when the teachers of America are being trained?
Well, we want to make it a priority, mm-hmm. right? We want to make sure that teachers leave the door ready to go to the classroom, ready to provide vocabulary instruction. And in particular, we know that our newest teachers are most likely to be in the schools that serve children from low-income backgrounds. So we really want to make sure that when teachers leave their teacher education program, this is something that they're prepared to do.
I'm going to just kind of imagine, and you're talking about these lower-income districts and students, that there could be a single parent who is trying to hold down a couple of jobs and, you know, reading books doesn't happen at home.
Well, exactly. Well, that's why our focus is so much on school, right?
Yeah.
Because if schools understand that there are families with different circumstances and children arriving at our school door with all different sorts of backgrounds and vocabulary knowledge, we want to make sure they're going to be successful in school, in their reading comprehension, and have long-term success. So it falls on schools to make sure that they're doing a really, really good job with this important area.
I wonder, can parents do more in just the way that they talk to their children and their little ones from the time they're babies?
Definitely. I mean, we know some baby talk or the mm-hmm. tone that we talk to kids in is really to engage them, right? So mm-hmm. that's going to be important for little kids. But definitely talking to children, describing what's going on to children, giving them words when they might not have them themselves. Always use the big word. Don't use the baby word, because why not? They can. In some of the curricula we've done, even with preschool children, we teach kids big words like ferocious, like hypothesis. And these little 3- and 4-year-olds can use these words. And why not? That's the correct word for the situation.
Tanya Wright, Assistant Professor of Teacher Ed at Michigan State University, on the study published in Elementary School Journal on our vocabulary instruction. Thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
My pleasure.
Coming up next, why America is not embracing electric vehicles. This is Stateside, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.